Well, the big news of today from Canberra is that there's been a big shake-up with the Greens, and Christine Milner is no longer leader of the Greens, but she has announced her successor. She'll be leaving politics, and she's announced that her successor is Richard Di Natale. I spoke just a short time ago to Ben Oquist, who used to be chief of staff for both Bob Brown and Christine Milne. He's now strategy director of the Australia Institute, and asked him if he saw this coming.
I think it was a surprise to everybody to see it finally coming. I wasn't aware the announcement was going to be made, but I think the timing is good for the Greens. Christine goes out on a big high, having achieved a great deal for the Greens and the country. She's been a colossus of Australian politics, and her role in creating the Clean Energy Package and the Clean Energy Finance Corporation, the Climate Change Authority, and all that architecture from the Clean Energy Package remains despite the carbon price being repealed.
So what's your opinion of the new leader, Richard Di Natale? What's he going to bring to the Greens?
I think he's an excellent choice. He is Generation Next. The Christine Milne, Bob Brown era, which has been the heart and soul of the Greens for some 25 years, had to come to an end Monday. But Richard Di Natale is the face of the next generation of Greens. He's a doctor. He's an ex-VFA football player, actually. And he's intelligent, he's bright, he's hardworking. He's very mainstream, and I think he's got a broad appeal to the electorate. He's a big believer in multiculturalism with a migrant heritage. He's passionate about health. He's passionate about his sport. He is an activist, but a different kind of activist, a new breed of activist, and I think he brings a breadth of knowledge and issues. He will bring a breadth of knowledge and issues to the Greens.
Do you think it's going to mean a change in policy direction for the Greens, though?
I don't think it'll be a massive change in policy direction, but I do think the timing is good in the sense that the budget is, federal budget is next week, and he'll get to play off that break, if you like, reposition in relation to what Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey come up with, see in the budget what he likes, see in it what he doesn't like, and try and tear down the bits that are bad, and potentially negotiate with the Abbott government on the bits that are good. And one thing he said today was he was interested in outcomes. I've seen that before in Richard Di Natale when I worked with him in the Greens. He drove a great package of dental reforms under the Gillard government, billions of dollars into public dental works, and he drove that outcome. He's a negotiator in that sense, and he said today was going to be outcome focused. So I think he'll bring that perspective to the role as well.
In your opinion, what do the Greens need to focus on for maximum electoral effect in the lead-up to the election next year?
I think climate change is going to be a really important issue. They're going to have to find new ways to emphasise that connects with the electorate is important. It will be also important for the Greens to grapple with economic issues of our time. The Abbott government has never been weaker on economics. They went to the last election promoting the need to end debt and deficit. Yet, here we are facing a budget where they're likely to increase the debt or the deficit. Now, that's not a bad thing, but it just shows how weak the rights and the Abbott government's approach to economics is at the moment. It is important that we have a proper debate in this country about tax, and where the long-term challenge is in our economy is where the revenue is going to come from. And I think if the Greens are going to take it to the next level, they need to grapple with that economic debate, grapple with the economics of the mining industry and its ridiculous jobs claims, and battle with the government on those big tax and economic policies is important.
What do you say to the commentators who argue that the Greens have peaked and that, apart from anything, the geographical issues that are against them in terms of getting the electoral numbers up?
Having worked in the Greens for some 20 years, the amount of times I heard a commentator say that the Greens have peaked is beyond imagination. Every time there's a transition in the Greens, every time there's a dip in the polls, there's this talk that the Greens have peaked. I think the Greens are a permanent fixture of Australian politics now. The one thing I would caution against is predicting the demise of the Greens. They've been around for a long time now at state and federal level, and they're continuing to grow. And just recently in the New South Wales election and before that in the Victoria election, they broke through and won lower house seats, which people didn't expect. You know, remember the Democrats, around all those years, that big fixture of Australian politics, never won a lower house seat. And look at the Greens, they're winning them all over the place.
That's Ben Oakquist. He was formerly campaign director for Bob Brown and also for Christine Milne. He's now the strategy director of the Australia Institute.